Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 13 points. This is NPR News.
I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Engineers with the state DOT aren't sure how long it will take to clear a landslide that has closed a section of State Highway 9 in Henderson County. Dozens of trees and tons of debris fell onto and around the road overnight just north of U.S. 74. It's the latest mudslide to hit western North Carolina since remnants of Tropical Storm Alberto brought heavy downpours to the region last week. DOT engineer Roger Ayers said crews were working today to develop a plan to clear NC9. No injuries were reported in the landslide. A federal judge's order this week lets construction go ahead on a project designed to solve frequent storm damage on part of Route 12 at North Carolina's Outer Banks. It's an elevated roadway that takes the road off Hatteras Island and into Pamlico Sound north of Rodanthe. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Major storms like Hurricane Irene in 2011 and Sandy in 2012 often wash out Route 12 on Hatteras Island, especially through the Pea Island National Wildlife Refuge. The planned $145 million Rodanthe Bridge will shift the road away from the refuge. NCDOT says the bridge will protect the environment and increase reliability of the road. In February, a group of Outer Banks residents sued to stop construction. They argued that state and federal highway officials failed to consider alternatives and potential environmental damage. The residents also said it would destroy a popular windsurfing area. But this week, federal judge Louise Flanagan ruled against the residents. That clears the way for construction to begin this summer. The Rodanthe Bridge is part of a larger Outer Banks highway project that includes the $245 million replacement of the Bonner Bridge over Oregon Inlet. Environmental groups previously sued to halt that project. The Rodanthe Bridge was part of a compromise that settled the earlier suit. An NCDOT spokesman welcomed the ruling and said construction will begin on schedule this summer. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
South Carolina Governor